Reporting live from Baku, Azerbaijan, this is COP29 Update with Shanald Munro.
The 29th Conference of Parties is rounding out its first week of negotiations, meetings, and high-level discussions between countries on important issues surrounding climate mitigation, adaptation, and most importantly, finance. St. Vincent and the Grenadines has been represented by a 10-member delegation led by the Minister of Tourism, Culture, Civil Aviation, and Sustainable Development, Carlos James. Negotiations are being led by several youth activists, climate change experts, finance experts, civil servants in the government. NBC News spoke to several members of the negotiation team about the importance of their roles at COP29. Economic and Political Affairs Lead at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Westward Joseph, explains that the ministry acts as a go-between between different line ministries and the international systems that deal with climate change.
Climate change negotiations involve a lot of different line ministries to cover a wide variety of issues across topics such as mitigation, adaptation, climate finance, loss and damage, and a lot of different issues here that are covered in COP.
Economic and Political Affairs Lead at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Westward Joseph. NBC News also spoke to adaptation and finance expert and youth representative Dr. Courtney Bailey, who said that negotiations on adaptation and finance are important to help determine how much governments can adapt to preserve the economy and livelihoods and the pending climate change impacts that the country currently faces.
The small island developing states like St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we're amongst the most vulnerable to climate change. And what that looks like for us is, well, I don't have to say much because it's a lived reality. We have flooding, we have sea level rise, we have coastal erosion, etc. And a lot of this has an impact, not just directly on our environment, but also on our economy. We are very vulnerable. So our livelihoods are at risk, our economy is at risk, and our territory, our lands are at risk. And so negotiations around adaptation is critical.
Adaptation and finance expert and youth representative Courtney Bailey. Chairperson of the Climate Change Committee of the Prime Ministerial Advisory Council on Youth, Nafisha Richardson, noted that youth voices in climate change have now become an important part of climate negotiations.
The role of young people at negotiations like COP29 is to ensure that the voice of youth, who are the bedrock of innovation, stands at the forefront. Young people are already leaders. We're not the leaders of tomorrow or the leaders of next year. We are the leaders of today. And so it's super important that we are instilled in these processes at the very beginning so that we can create instrumental change throughout.
Chairperson of the Climate Change Committee of the Prime Ministerial Advisory Council on Youth, Nafisha Richardson. With today's COP29 update, I'm Shanald Munro from the National Broadcasting Corporation in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.